Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May the 13th, 1766, a great fire broke out in Bridgetown. The fire broke out at about 11:30 at night and continued until 9 a.m. the following morning. By the time the fire was extinguished, 440 houses had been destroyed, which was more than half of the city's housing stock. It was estimated that the annual rental value of these houses was £16,421, or over £2 million in today's money. The Customs House and several other public buildings were also destroyed in the fire, as well as a large number of warehouses and their contents along the wharf side. The total cost of the damages caused by the fire was estimated at £300,000, which would be the equivalent of over £40 million today. A map produced in the aftermath of the disaster showed that the area devastated by the fire covered more than 26 acres. It stretched from Church Street and Swan Street south to the Careenage and encompassed the area from Temple Yard and St Mary's Churchyard in the west to Palmetto Street in the east. If this disaster was not bad enough, 6 months later, on the 27th of December, another fire broke out which destroyed most of the remaining houses and numerous businesses. As Robert Schomburgk noted, this second fire nearly completed the ruin of the town. Unfortunately, Bridgetown has suffered many disastrous fires in its history. Major fires occurred in 1659, 1668, 1756, 1821, 1828, 1837, 1845, 1860, and 1910. No doubt, part of the reason for this was that in the early years, the close proximity of the houses in the small back lanes of the town allowed fires to spread rapidly. There was also a lack of an organised fire service to contain a fire once it took hold. The causes of the fires were almost always accidental. An overturned candle or oil lamp, or a cooking fire that got out of control. The frequency of major fires in the first half of the 19th century in Bridgetown eventually led to the opening of the Central Fire Brigade House in 1858, located at the corner of James and Coleridge Streets. By 1900, there were 6 fire stations in the city.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.